Hi, Duchess. Today is 4 October 1970. Right. I know it's 1970 because the calendar tells me so. And it's Sunday. And it has been a very good almost 2 weeks since I spoke with you last. I'm just getting busier and busier. And it's not all work. I was so tired. I don't know how anyone can go through life the way I do, being so tired most of the time. Really, yesterday I thought I was going to collapse. Just tired, just not sick or anything else. In fact, I've been having a lot of fun, all these romances going on and what have you. But I got so wearied. Yesterday was Saturday. Of course, supposedly we get Saturday afternoon and Sunday off. As you know, that doesn't always take place. But I came home yesterday, and I mentioned to the girls, Betty and Vera and a couple, that I probably would go right home and go to bed because I was very, very weary. And so I did just that. Excuse me. I came home, and I put the maid out because she hangs in my room, and then I put myself to bed. I got sound asleep maybe for a half hour, and then it was Carol Murphy knocking on the door. She lives around the other side of this building, and it was a telephone for me. It was Charmaine. So I go out there, and I'm talking to Charmaine, and I'm practically falling asleep on the telephone. The telephone's outside on the building, Duchess. So I finish with Charmaine, come back, crawl right into bed. This is like about 2 in the afternoon. And another 20 minutes or so, bang, bang on the door. It's Vera. I had asked Vera if she had an extra can of beer. I only buy beer for Vera because that's all she drinks, but once in a while I like to set my hair in it. So she brought over a can of beer and a newspaper. And then she proceeded to drink the beer because she said, "You got any beer?" I said, "You big fool, if I had any beer, I wouldn't ask you for a can." So anyway, she drank about 3/4 of the can of beer and left me the rest. And so she left. Again, I would try to go back to sleep. Over comes Betty. It's just unbelievable. You know, I told everybody like I was dead on my feet. I was going home and go to bed. So by the time Betty left, I just couldn't get back to sleep, and I had to get up anyway because we had a small little cookout last night. God forbid I should miss the little cookout. I don't attend any other than the ones that the IGs have, and that's just every once in a blue moon, just right outside the door. So that was my afternoon of rest. But today I was very lucky. Well, Van Etten, my friend Bill, who lives, as you know, just 2 doors, he has been pounding on my door since about 8:30 this morning. All he wants to do is say hello. He says, "Come on out in the sun. Get a little sun." The sun was shining all day. I said, "Bill, I'll kill you." I said, "I'm trying to sleep. Sunday, remember, it's the one day of the week that I get a chance to sleep late." I bet he must have pounded on my door about 6 times. He thinks he's very funny. He wants me to go out and sit in the sun for a while. Anyway, he kept, that just disturbed me because I kept waking up. And then after a while, I didn't bother answering the door. And it was still him, just going by, knocking on it. I'm telling you, sometimes I wonder about him. Anyway, not a soul has come over today. And so I've been in bed most of the day, just in and out, so to speak. And I feel much, much better. All I needed was a few hours sleep. I just can't believe how tired I can get. Because once Monday starts, Duchess, then there's no rest for the whole week. I mean, it's just go, go all week. And every night, something's happening. Of course, now that I'm dating Tom every night, there's no free time. I think I'll tell him I have to have a health night. A health night means no liquor, no nothing. Everybody goes to bed and sleeps. Oh, dear. What else? Let's see. I did get the pictures, Duchess. They were gorgeous. Really beautiful. I showed them to everybody. I was very, very pleased to get the pictures. And every one of them was a good one. And I was glad because I had never seen the picture on the wall, the silk screen from Japan. Remember, it came after I left. And so I saw that and the tables and the lamps. And that orange chair is very, very nice. It looks very comfortable, too. I think that will go with almost anything. Anyhow, I showed everyone the money plant and the Campbell Harper tomatoes. And the shed in the back. I had visions of it being away from the house. I don't know why. But when you told me about the shed, I just didn't dream of it being next to the house. But I think that's a good area for it. And the patio, Duchess, it looks great. I'm sure there was a lot of work involved in that. I remember you mentioning bricks at a time, or slate, or whatever it is. But I think you did real fine on that patio. When I saw it, I thought of the marble tables I saw in Taiwan. And now I'm a little sorry I didn't buy a marble outside table for your patio. It would have looked very nice there. Anyway, I was very, very pleased with the pictures. I was trying to think of what else was on the pictures. There's a clock on the stereo set on the Magnavox. I don't remember the clock. I don't remember having seen that before. Other than that, I remember just about everything. You should take some more inside pictures of the house so I can see what's happening, huh? Oh, dear. Let's see. I got those pictures, by the way, Duchess, I think a day or 2 days after I made the last tape. So they didn't take too long. And then what else? There was something. Oh, I think I'd had a letter from Auntie Lizzie a couple of weeks ago, and I had failed to mention that on the last tape. Just a wee note, and everything is fine. Oh, I better check on something. I keep forgetting it. I'll be going to Hong Kong, Duchess, on the 20th of this month. Two more weeks. I'll be leaving for Hong Kong for a week. Another R&R. Oh, dear. And so many things I should buy. Really. I probably will have, this is what I was going to check on, my checkbook. Maybe, $8,000-$9,000 maybe. And whatever I want over here in the Far East, which really I can't even think, I should get in Hong Kong, because I probably will not go anywhere else other than perhaps a weekend in Bangkok, because Bangkok's pretty close. We can get there in an hour or so. So I'm trying to sit down and think, but I really don't know. I don't like to be foolish buying things, and I don't know where I'm going to put everything. But if there's anything other than what's in that Paysex catalog, I should get it in Hong Kong. And a couple of girls have been over recently, and some of them, one girl, Kathy Vaspo, she spent $3,000 the week she was in Hong Kong. But she bought a lot of stereo equipment, and she bought clothes. Most of the girls that just spend hundreds of dollars on clothes, sometimes $1,500, $1,600 on clothes alone. But it's worth it. The only thing is, what the heck do you have made? What length? I understand everything back in the States is midi length. Now what I do need is a coat. I don't have a winter coat, and I was going to buy one in Australia, and I didn't. And but now I don't know, I wouldn't know what size, what length coat. I think maybe I'll have two or three slack suits made up. I have one or two now, or three, or maybe four I have. I don't even know what I have home, you know? I've got that beautiful white suit, and probably nobody will be in short skirts anymore. I don't know. It seems like such a waste to get things when you're not going to use them and you don't know where you're going, whether you need winter or summer or what's happening. Anyway, I would like to get a coat and, as I say, maybe a couple of slack suits. And I don't know what else. I'll have to buy some Christmas gifts for just small things, like for people here. I guess I'll be here for Christmas. I don't know. I'm waiting on Charmaine. I told you that Charmaine will get her promotion this month on the 18th, 2 weeks from today. It'll be effective. And she wants to be in the job for 3 months, Duchess, or it doesn't count, or something like this. So that puts us into January, November, December, January. So who knows? We may... You see, we want to take a trip on the way home. But if I go to Hong Kong and spend all this money, I won't have any money to go on a trip. Anyway, I'm not going to worry about it, but it would be nice if we could spend, 6 or 8 weeks traveling before we get home. I think it would be very nice. Spain in the winter, that appeals to me. Charmaine wants to go sit on a mountaintop in India and meditate. I said okay to that, too. I don't know, Duchess. She doesn't know what she's doing. And I don't know either. But whatever it is, we thought maybe we'd do it together. So, Charmaine is off tomorrow morning. She's going to Bangkok for a week. She likes Bangkok. She has a lot of friends in Bangkok. I like Bangkok, too. But I'm going to Hong Kong and ride the ferry again. I never rode a ferry so many times. I bet I ride that thing 4 or 6 times a day. The Star Ferry. So I should gather my thoughts. I started to make out an order blank for the Paysex for you. I was going to send home the TV, the colored TV, and some wooden fruit. And anyway, I had it partly made out. And I understand there's a new catalog out now. It just came out a week or two ago. And I wanted to see it, to see if there was something else in it. And I don't know anyone who has one. But I know it's out. People have seen it. But I haven't been able to get my hands on one. So I might just delay the order blank for another few days, I hope, and take a look at it and see if there's anything that might look a little better.